जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन 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 यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गौर। हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotar Shatasri Srimat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Grantharaj Srimat Bhagavatam Ki. Shri Balaram Jayanti Mahamahotsav Ki. समवेत भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृतवान किल कर्माणि सह रामेण केशवः अतिमर्त्यानि भगवान् गूढः कपटमानुषः कृतवान् किल कर्माणि सह रामेण केशवः अतिमर्त्यानि भगवान् गूढः कपटमानुषः कृतवान् किल कर्माणि सह रामेण केशवः अतिमर्त्यानि भगवान् गूढः कपटमानुषः Kritavan, done by, sir. Kila, what? Karmani, acts, saha, along with Ramena, Balarama, Keshavaha, Sri Krishna, Ati Martyani, superhuman, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Gudaha, masked as, Kapata, apparently, Manushaha, human beings. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so masked, he performed many superhuman acts. So, purport. The doctrines of anthropomorphism and zoomorphism are never applicable to Sri Krishna or the personality of Godhead. The theory that a man becomes God by dint of penance and austerities is very much rampant nowadays, especially in India. Since Lord Ram, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were detected by the sages and saints to be the personality of Godhead as indicated in revealed scriptures, many unscrupulous men have created their own incarnations. This process of concocting an incarnation of God has become an ordinary business, especially in Bengal. Any popular personality with a few traits of mystic powers will display some feat of jugglery and easily become an incarnation of Godhead by popular vote. Lord Sri Krishna was not that type of incarnation. He was actually the personality of Godhead from the very beginning of his appearance. He appeared before his so-called mother as four-armed Vishnu. Then at the request of the mother, he became like a human child and at once left her for another devotee at Gokula, where he was accepted as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. Similarly, Sri Baladev, the counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna, was also considered a human child born of another wife of Sri Vasudeva. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his birth and deeds are transcendental and that anyone who is so fortunate as to know the transcendental nature of his birth and deeds will at once become liberated and eligible to return to the kingdom of God. So knowledge of transcendental nature of birth and deeds of Lord Sri Krishna is sufficient for liberation. In the Bhagavatam, the transcendental nature of the Lord is described in 9 cantos, and in the 10th canto, his specific pastimes are taken up. All this becomes known as one's reading of this literature progresses. It is important to note here, however, that the Lord exhibited his divinity even from the lap of his mother, and that his deeds are all superhuman. He lifted Govardhan Hill at the age of 7. And that all these acts definitely prove him to be actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, due to his mystic covering, he was always accepted as an ordinary human child by his so-called father and mother and other relatives. Whenever some Herculean task was performed by him, the father and mother took it otherwise, and they remained satisfied with unflinching filial love for their son. As such, the sages of Naimisharanya describe him as apparently resembling a human being, but actually, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Desha Tarine Vanchakalpataru Bhascha Kripasindu Bevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to welcome all of you to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple on this very auspicious day of appearance of Lord Balaram. And I am very grateful to the devotees of the temple that occasionally they give this chance to me also to get purified, which I generally don't like, but I get the chance to get purified by forcibly they make me speak something. So I am very grateful for this purification. I am also grateful to the devotees who might be seen this program online for their attention. And today we are trying to access the mercy of Lord Balaram on his appearance day. So as sadhakas, we have very clear instructions from our acharyas, particularly Sri Rupa Goswami, who just gives 11 verses to us in the small literature called as Upadeshamrit. And if we follow those 11 instructions, we can achieve perfection of life. So very powerful sutras. In the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrit, the second verse says, Atyahara prayasasya prajalpo niyamagraha. That means eating more than necessary, collecting more funds than necessary, unnecessary endeavor, prajalpa, that is speaking unnecessarily, like that six kinds of anarthas are told. Janasangasya laulamsha means mixing with ordinary people who do not have any interest in Krishna consciousness. Greed. All these are detrimental. They are obstacles. They are the speed breakers on the path of bhakti. And then there are clear highways, expressways for bhakti. Utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya, tat-tat karma pravartana. Sangatyaga, satovritte, shadbir bhakti, prasidhyati. So, to both these things, the overcoming of the speed breakers or obstacles, and also to have these qualities of utsaha, nishya, dhairya, that is enthusiasm, we need strength. And that bala is coming from Lord Balaram. And therefore, it is very important to understand his tattva, how to access his mercy. Because this bala is going to come from him. Not only the bala comes from him, but when we perform the devotional service with our own strength and the additional boosting strength from Lord Balaram, we experience the joy, the Rama, which he is the reservoir of. It belongs to him. And he bestows it upon us. So very important personality in our life, Lord Balaram. So today we will try to go into his leelas, understand what is his tattva. So originally the Supreme Lord exists in simultaneously in three forms. One is the enjoyer, Lord Sri Krishna, supreme enjoyer. And the another one is the supremely enjoyed, that Srimati Radharani. And for this enjoyment to be ongoing, ever expanding, there is another form of his which serves this enjoyment, serves the purpose of this enjoyment. And therefore, Lord Balaram is same Krishna who has taken a role of being a servitor. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasava Bhritya, including Lord Balaram. So he is the first Bhritya, the first personality who teaches the whole creation how to serve. So Balaram, he is serving the enjoying pastimes of Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Gopis through various ways. And he is the only person scripturally known to us who serves the Lord in all the five types of rasas. In Shantaras, He expands into His dham, Krishna's dham. Dham has to be there. There should be a place where to enjoy. Krishna's clothing, Krishna's flute, crown, His sitting place, everything, whatever Krishna requires, in Shantaras, Lord Balaram provides that. In Dasaras, He is playing with him, providing him things as when he requires. Sometimes when Krishna is tired, then Balaram is massaging his feet. Of course, sometimes Balaram is tired and Krishna massages his feet. That is also there. Because he is the elder brother, Dauji. So as Dasaras, he is serving, like a servant. And Sakhyaras, they sometimes wrestle. And they wrestle with each other. They have two parties, their opponents, and sometimes one is defeated, another is victorious. And sometimes when the demons are killed, Balaram will go and pat the back of Krishna. Well done, very nice. So this Sakhyaras. As Vatsalaras, he is the elder brother, so he is very protective. If he is eaten some dirt, then he will go and immediately, out of concern, he will explain, "Maya, maya, he has eaten dirt. Mitti khai isne. Dekho kya kar raha. Iski tabiyat kharab ho jayegi." So he is very much in that Vatsalaras, always protective. And in the Madhuryaras, he takes the form of Srimati Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Manjari. And in this way, he is the complete Bhritya. He is the complete servitor Godhead. That he has all the rasas where he can serve Lord Shri Krishna. So this is Lord Balaram's place. Now on the other side, on the creation side, Balaram is same as Mahavishnu. He expands into Mahavishnu. We just saw in this verse, the sages, they are wondering that they are Krishna and Balaram, they are just like human beings, but they are not humans. So why we are discussing this? So that we know what is their exact situation. We are repeating this, we are reminding this, so that we do not take Balaram or Krishna lightly. So Balaram becomes Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu exhales and universes come out of his skin pores. And in every universe, he expands as the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, where he lies on the water. Half the universe is filled with water, and from the navel of this Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the whole universe erupts. The 14 planetary systems. And then one of the planets he creates, called as Shvetadvipa, and there again he expands as Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Then he expands as Paramatma. In every living entity's heart. Right now he's sitting in everyone's heart. Then, as the original person who connects all the living entities to Krishna for his enjoyment. The original Guru Tattva, original Guru, Adi Guru. He takes part in the Leela of this material world as the Guru Tattva. So various types of Guru, whether it is Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Vartma Pradarshak Guru, all types of Gurus, they are expansions of Balaram. So this is how he is all encompassing around us. We cannot just miss him. But because of our nature, human nature, that we take things very cheaply. We take ordinary people to be very exalted and very exalted person to be ordinary. That can happen in our life. And therefore, to avoid that, it is good to revisit these philosophical truths on such days as today's day is Balaram's appearance day. So janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvatah. So Krishna's and Balaram's birth and activities, they are completely divya, they are transcendental, they are not mundane activities. And that is what we are going to understand. And the pastimes of Lord Balaram, they are unique. How they are divya, how they are so much beyond our intellectual capacity to understand. That we will understand from pastimes. So at some point of time in the history, Devaki was getting married to Lord Shri Krishna, her husband Vasudev. And Kamsa was taking her chariot as their brother, loving brother. He was very happy that his sister is getting married. And suddenly, by the arrangement of the Devatas, there is a voice message saying that, Kamsa, you are such a big fool. You are driving the chariot of your sister whose 8th son is going to kill you. So as soon as this is heard, Kamsa, who was moments ago the most loving brother, suddenly he becomes the most hateful person. Immediately catches hold of Devaki and wants to kill her. But then Vasudev, being a very sober, wise personality, Dhira, he tries to figure out how to save his wife. He tries to give various arguments that you are such a great king. According to Kshatriya Dharma, we should not kill a woman, particularly on her marriage day. She is your sister. So many arguments. And nothing convinces Kamsa. Kamsa is not convinced. No arguments convince. So ultimately he says, last resort. He says, okay, you don't have to worry about my 8th son. I will hand over each and every son to you. You can do whatever you want. So 8th son also, when he is born, he will belong to you. You do whatever you want. You want to kill him, you make him your slave, whatever. You can do that. That time comes a thing, okay, now I have some kind of a proper, valid reason why I should not kill her. Because he was aware that, yes, if he kills his sister during the wedding time, then his reputation will be very affected. So he thinks that this is a good idea. And that's how the arrangement was made. And then one after another, all the sons were presented and he killed them, all of them, on the advice of his ministers. So ultimately the 6th sons were killed. When the 7th son, when he was in the womb, that was Sankarsana, Balaram, the Supreme Person of Godhead. So Devaki understood. Vasudeva understood. This special person has come in. But then, Lord Krishna summoned his yoga maya and told her, you shift him from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. And that is how he was shifted and he was ultimately born as Rohini Nandan. So, Balaram was born and it is said that the first 6 sons are they represent the anarthas in our life. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, ego. So all these anarthas, they have to be cleaned before Krishna takes birth. And that part is done by Lord Balaram comes to make sure that yes, the place is now ready for Krishna to appear. So Balaram is born as Rohini Nandan. And then, throughout his life, his only goal is to make sure that Krishna is happy, Krishna is enjoying. And for that, when Krishna is doing various leelas of killing so many demons, right from the lap of his mother, Balaram first time kills a demon, he is called as Pralambasura. So this Pralamba, he comes as a gwala, a cowherd boy, and tries to mix with the children, and Krishna and Balaram immediately detect him. He is not usual, but he wants to cheat. Krishna says, okay, I will also cheat. Krishna says, I am the greatest cheat. So he wasn't there to cheat Krishna. And Krishna said, oh, you are a very nice friend, let us play together. Of course, Pralamba knew that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the most powerful. So better I deal with Balaram first. So in this way, he is in Krishna's party and Balaram is on the opposite side. And they lose the wrestling match. And then Balaram has to be carried by Pralamba on his back. So when Balaram is being carried, Balaram is very happy that he is being carried like a, he has a horse, human horse. So he is riding and suddenly he takes a detour. He goes in deep jungles at the place called as Bhandirwan. And there, Balaram is asking, where are you taking me? And suddenly, the whole shape, form, the structure, everything changes for this person. And he understands that this is a demon. Pralamba wanted to kill me. But Balaram, he's very, you can say, very happy to show his power. That is also another meaning of Balaram, that he's happy to show his bala. So what he does, he doesn't play around with him. He just takes his fist, boom, the skull is cracked and immediately he's dead. So everyone comes and congratulates him. Oh, congratulations Balaram, you killed this Pralamba. So this Pralamba, he's representing anartha in our heart. And that is the lusty desires. So this lust is considered very powerful and the greatest enemy of all of us. That is what Krishna is telling Arjuna in the Gita. Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhava. Mahashano mahapapma. So like the greatest sin, greatest powerful enemy of all the sadhakas is this lust. So Balaramji is the person who actually deals with this lust. So therefore, all of us who are plagued with lust. Now, sometimes in the beginning period of our Krishna conscious life, we think that, okay, now slowly I am getting over my anarthas. We start ticking off, ye gaya, ye gaya, ye gaya. And we think that very soon, lust will also go. And one day will come when I am free of all these anarthas. Whenever happens, till the end of your life, this anartha of lust will never leave you. So the only person who helps in this is Balaram, the Guru, the Vaishnavas. They will help somehow or other to curb this enemy. This enemy is extremely powerful. Then the next demon he kills is one day they are playing in the forest of Vrindavan. And all the friends, they become hungry and they say, oh, Balaram, Krishna, such a intoxicating fragrance is coming from this forest called Madhuvan. So many ripe fruits are there and we can't eat them because Dhenukasura is there. But you are a Mahabaho, you have so much power in your arms. Please do something. And Balaram is happy that, okay, today I have a chance again to show my power. And then he goes along with Krishna. And Dhenukasur, he is killed very easily. Not only killed, he is just thrown into the trees. So many friends of Dhenukasur, they were also thrown in the trees. And it's a beautiful scenario in the whole Talavan. Not Madhuvan, Talavan. Very different colors of clouds, that's what the description is. That's how it appeared. And just like after a hurricane, the trees are flattened. Similarly, by the hurricane of Balaram, all these Dhenukasura and his friends were killed and the trees were fallen one on another. So this Dhenukasura is our ass mentality. The ass mentality of conditioning. We are conditioned in a particular way. We are conditioned to think that unless I work hard, nothing will go my way. All the time, throughout our life, we will hear people, everyone telling each other that my zero tha. I started from zero. Suna hai ki nahi? Particularly all the parents, they tell each other, mai jab aaya to kuch nahi tha mere paas. Now you see, hard work, hard work. So, all of us think that we, whatever we earn, whatever we have, property or the maintenance we have, the big family, is all dependent on our own endeavor. That conditioning is working like an ass. So why this ass mentality? Prabhupada calls it ass. Because the ass is like that. That ass has actually green grass everywhere, but he will still, he works, keeps on working very hard. Both the washermen or, I don't know, washermen use donkeys or asses, but there are these stone cutters, they also use asses. So this kapda to chalega, like the stones, heavy stones are there on their backs. Like the back is like this, it goes like this. That much the stones are put. And then only the ass will move. Unless the back goes from like this to this, he will not move. So unless a person works very hard day and night, he can't consider himself as successful. It's like there the WhatsApp profile is, I am busy. What is it called? Busy. So he's always busy. Busy doing hard work. So sometimes these people, they criticize the devotees. Kitna aaram se jindagi jeete hain. Khali japa karne ka, nachne ka. Khane ka, kya hai ye? But Prabhupada would say, okay, you also join. You do this. Wonderful. Wonderful lifestyle. Just come and chant, dance, eat nice prasad, tell some stories, philosophy. That's it. But no one can do it. It's not easy. Even our Prabhupada's godbrother was there. His name was, I think, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So he would continuously chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. All the time he was chanting. And then some devotees, the godbrothers, he's all the time chanting, not doing any service. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, okay, you can also do it. Try it. You can't do it. We are conditioned to work hard. So this ass mentality, that also needs disciplining. That needs kind of instructions from the Guru, Balaram, who will put you in proper process by which we will come out of this conditioning. We are so conditioned to think, I am the doer. Continue. Unless I do it, how will it happen? Even in the devotees, unless I do it, how will it happen? Prakriti kriyamane gunakarmanis, gunakarmanis sarvasya. Ahankara vimudatma karta hamiti manyate. Out of false ego, we think that we are the kartas. So this is the ass mentality. So he kills Dhenukasura. Like this, there are many demons are killed. But one of the very sweet and wonderful pastime where how Balaram can
show his prowess to the world is in the pastime when there is marriage of Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhan. I will discuss that pastime a little bit in detail. So in the Kurus in Hastinapur, there is a Swayamvar of the daughter of Duryodhan. Her name is Lakshmana. She is a very qualified girl. And many princes come from all over Bharatvarsha. And she is supposed to choose the person whom she likes. And the news has also reached Dwarka. So, Krishna's son, Samba, he also reaches there. And Samba is waiting that she will come to him. But she is not. So he just kidnaps her, puts her on the chariot and rides away. And suddenly there is uproar. Everyone thinks, how can you do this? We are the most powerful people on earth. We are the emperors. How can someone dare to do this to our daughter? So the Kurus become extremely angry. What is the prestige somebody can do to Kurus like this? It's a direct challenge. And so, elderly Kurus like Bhishma, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan, Arjun, all of them, they think that, okay, we have to do something. So let's teach him a lesson. But they were aware that, on the other side is Yadavas, the very powerful people. Lord Krishna, Balaram. But then they think that we are very powerful. Even if the Yadavas come, we'll tackle them. Not an issue. So then the small army is formed and the Angaraj Karan becomes the commander-in-chief. And then they start fighting with Samba. Samba is exactly like Krishna. He is the son of Jambavati and Krishna. He is exactly like Krishna. He is as powerful as Krishna. He looks very handsome. His bodily features, everything resembles Krishna. So he is not afraid. Just like a lion is never afraid of, a pack of wolves. He is also not afraid. And immediately, Samba takes guard. He turns and stands in front of all these Maharathis. And all of them, they try to overpower him. But he is giving such a huge fight, such a big fight, that they understand he is not ordinary person, what we thought. So then all six of them, generally one person should fight at a time. That's the rule of Kshatriyas. All of them together, somehow they kill the horses, the charioteer. Everyone, the whole rath is destroyed. And they make him get down from the rath and arrest him. And they take Lakshmana and Samba. So it was an unfair fight. Now those are not the times of WhatsApp or email. So immediately, Narad Muni immediately reaches Dwarka through the airways. And he narrates the whole incident, how unfairly Samba was arrested. It was not Samba's fault. Swayamvar is, Kshatriyas are allowed to kidnap if they can fight. So immediately all the Yadavas, they become extremely upset and they think, how can the Kauravas do this? Let's teach them a lesson. So that time, the most powerful dynasty on earth was actually Yadu dynasty. Even though the emperors were Kauravas, Kurus, the most powerful dynasty was Yadu dynasty. So including Lord Krishna, they say, let us attack. But there, Balaram says, they are our friends, they are our relatives. Particularly, he had very soft corner for Duryodhan. So, he said, Duryodhan ki daughter hai, so I'll manage. So, he had a lot of confidence that he will manage it somehow. So, he comes with that confidence and everyone accepts, okay, Balaram Dauji is saying so, he will deal with it. And he comes alone with some of his friends and brahmanas and parks outside the Hastinapur city in a garden house. And from there, he sends a message that I have come. So naturally, Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra particular are very happy because they knew that he is very, you can say, almost like he is partial to them. Balaram is very much in favor of Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. So all of them, Bhishma, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan, they take a lot of gifts, and with the gifts, they go for receiving Lord Balaram. So Balaram is very happy that they have come. But he is a Kshatriya. He is also Vasudev. Son of Vasudev. So as a Kshatriya, he orders them that you have unfairly arrested Samba. And it is the order of my superior, King Ugrasen, the king of Yadavas, that you immediately bring Lakshmana along with Samba to me. So as soon as he orders in a very commanding voice, the Kauravas, they feel, what? You are our subordinates. The Yadus enjoy their kingdom because the Kurus have allowed them to enjoy. Kurus have, now you'll have to go back in the history, that the Maharaj Jayati, he had these various sons of Puru and then Yadu. There were two of the sons. Many sons were there. But when Ayati became sort of important because of the curse of Shukracharya, he became old. So Shukracharya, he started crying. He said, I have not even enjoyed my life so far. Even his wife, Devyani, started crying. Give me some kind of solution. So Shukracharya said, okay, somebody takes your old age, exchange the old age, then you can become young again. So he goes to his sons. And that time, Yadu says, I can't do this. I'll not do this. All the sons say, I can't do this. But the Puru, he does it. And that's how the whole emperorship comes to him and his vamshas are the Kurus. And the Yadavas, Yadus, they were sort of dependent on the main kingdom. So they are thinking that we have allowed you to use the royal throne, the royal umbrella, the whisk. So these are like royal paraphernalia which the kings are supposed to use. So naturally they are thinking that subordinates cannot command us. This is too much. So right in front of Balaram, they start talking like this. What do the Yudhus think about themselves? They are our dependents. Look at the age of Kali, which is approaching now, that the shoes, they want to sit on the head. So when this is said, not only that, the Kuru said that we have Bhishma, we have Drona, we have Arjuna. So here also it is very important to note that they don't talk of Karna. So many people think that Karna was very powerful. They talk only these three. We have Bhishma, we have Drona, we have Arjuna. And because of these three, even Indra cannot enjoy his kingdom without our sanction. This is like really puffed up. Really, really puffed up. So they say that, what about Yadus? Indra cannot enjoy. So when they start talking like this, Balaram, who was white like a lotus, serene, his countenance was like a millions of moons, cooling, soothing moons, suddenly he starts becoming hot. Suddenly the eyes become red. So far he was like, you know, the most lovable object of your vision. You wanted to look at him, be with him, and suddenly no one can look at him. He's so angry and upset. No one can look at him. It's every pore is oozing out that anger. And everyone understood that now he can do anything. So they left. They left. And then Balaram, he started talking in his mad anger. He was so angry. Why? Because that is his purpose. His whole purpose is that how can somebody insult Krishna? Yadava's insult is Krishna's insult. Particularly, he did not like the word that the shoes have become, they cannot be put on the head. So he says, you mean to say Krishna is not qualified to use the throne, the royal paraphernalia, the chamara? One who's without his sanction, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they cannot exist. They worship him. Lakshmi worships him, after whom everyone is mad. I am myself, the supreme person of God, I am just an expansion of him. Such a person is dependent on you. You are too puffed up. So, today I will rid the whole world of this whole Kuru race. Look at the, of course he can do it. So he says, today I will rid the whole earth from earth. There will not a single Kuru will be left. And he used the technology. Nowadays there is a technology for if you want to uproot a tree. Like people don't want to cut trees. So what they do is there is a technology by which you just take out the tree completely and plant it somewhere else. So tree doesn't die. So much more advanced technology he used. The plow technology. And he just, with his plow, he just separated the whole of Hastinapur. And the Hastinapur Vasis, the citizens and the Kurus, they are understanding that something is going wrong. Something is shaking. The whole Hastinapur is shaking. And when it is separated, he puts the plow in the center and starts dragging it. What is the purpose? He wants to drag and put it in the Ganga. Ganga was huge at that time. Of course, today that Ganga, part of Ganga is known as Yamuna. Hastinapur is Delhi. So, Prabhupada writes at the end of this whole thing that today also, during the rainy season, the sloping part where it was supposed to fall in Ganga, it gets inundated and people are reminded of Balaram's pastime of putting Hastinapur into Ganga. So like this, when the earthquake starts happening, all the Kurus, they understand something is wrong. And when they come to know that it is Balaram who is doing it, immediately what they do is, first they put Samba in front. Gussa kiske liye, Samba ke wajah se. First is Samba, then Lakshmana, then many gifts, and then bent heads. So everyone is like now, Bhishma, Arjuna, Duryodhana, everyone is like this. And they start glorifying Balaram. So Balaram, they cannot look at him. So they are like bowed heads and they start glorifying Balaram. That you are the supreme person of Godhead. Your power, there is no limit to your powers. You can create, what to speak of Hastinapur? You can destroy this whole universe. Like that they start glorifying him. Beautiful words. Will not go all those details. And when they say, okay, ultimately, if you want, you can destroy us. But we are your dependents. We are your relatives. Please excuse us. Please pardon us. So Balaram immediately becomes quiet. He says, fine. Now that you have come to your senses, now let's have a very nice marriage ceremony of Lakshmana and Samba. And right there they perform a beautiful ceremony of marriage in great pomp. And then Balaram takes Lakshmana and Samba with him to Dwarka. And he's welcomed by all the relatives and he's very happily reunited with all the Yadus. So this is a beautiful pastime. So we are going to just go a little deeper in this pastime. And look at the messages which we get from this single pastime. So, the first lesson is that even though Balaram was very close to the family of Kuru, particularly Duryodhan, very close. His illusion due to material acquisition, being the emperor of the world and opulence they had, everything, and the dynasty in which they were born, that had not diminished even the slightest. So how does this happen, that you are in the association of the original Guru Tattva, Balaram, and still there is no single trace of that quality of Lord Balaram? Why? That is because he was associating with Balaram not for any spiritual reason. There was a very close association. They would dine together, they would play the jyut together, so many, they would eat and sleep together. He would do whatever service for him, but what was the reason? To learn some material quality of gada yuddha, mess fighting. So in the same way, if we disassociate with our guru, thinking that he is a good counselor, let me learn counseling, or he is a very wise man, I'll learn some wisdom from him, that is not the reason why we should associate. That automatically, those qualities, the intelligence, wisdom, that can come. But the main reason we associate with our guru is to only serve him, so that our heart is purified. Nothing else. And by his grace, we can overcome the everlasting and most powerful enemy of lust. Because we are simply incapable. That's the fact. How many of you think that you can deal with lust on your own? I'm sure none of us think like that. We are aware how powerful the lust is. The only person who can help you is Guru. So that's our goal, that we serve him and through his service we please Krishna. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati putrope. So the association with Balaram was useless for Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra, from a spiritual point of view. Another lesson, that he is the person in our life, the most important person, who can actually supersede Krishna. That means Krishna has decided, he has to be punished. He has done something wrong. So here Krishna was very clear that they have done something wrong and Samba was arrested not in a fair fight. So they need to be punished. So Krishna has taken that decision. And here is Balaram, is saying, "No, ruk jao. It's okay. I will manage it." And Krishna allows that. And we can see this in various pastimes, that Krishna has a different plan and the Guru has a different plan. And who wins? Guru. That's the beauty. And such a person is in our life. Examples. Maharaj Prataprudra wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there was again and again, through various sources, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, various sources, the message is coming that please, I want to take your darshan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clear, I cannot meet a Vishayi. I cannot meet a king. Sannyasi is not supposed to meet a king. The king was so desperate, he was such a fantastic devotee, such an exalted personality. He says, I will give up my kingdom. If I cannot meet, I am ready to give up my kingdom. So how many of us are ready to do that? Tomorrow I give up my job because I am unable to perform my Krishna consciousness. Very few will think like this. There are sitting here, but very few. There are manushyanam sahasreshu. Manushyanam lakshesu. Very, very rare. All glories to all of you. So, no one can just give up the whole opulence just to achieve shelter. So he is so desperate. And no one can tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that do something, at least something, so that he can keep on, you know, having some hopes. Nityananda Prabhu intervenes. He says, okay, you can't meet him. What's wrong in sending one of your cloth? Just send it to him. So like that, Maharaj Pratap Rudra keeps on getting that hope that someday I will get the money. At least I have received this cloth. Then Kala Krishna Das, who was rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, no, I have nothing to do with this man. He went away from me to the Bhattaharis. I don't know, some of you may not know this Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was on the South India tour to preach chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That time, his assistant, Kala Krishna Das, he was allured by the Bhattaharis by sending some women to him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to go and rescue him from amongst these dacoits. And therefore, after coming, he says immediately that I don't want to do anything with him. From today, he is independent. So he feels very sad. So then they figure out, Swarup Damodar, all of them figure out some service we should give. So they tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, can we send somebody to Bengal to give your news that you have come back? So yeah, we want to send Kala Krishna, it's fine. So superseding. Another beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada himself, that the way he dealt with the continent of Australia, it's absolutely amazing pastime. And we can see that if Prabhupada wanted, Krishna can't do anything about it. So Prabhupada arrives in Sydney on 9th May 1971. So he arrives there. And there is a lot of miscommunication. And the first, there is a telegram saying that Prabhupada is coming. Then it says, the next telegram says, Prabhupada is not coming. Then the third telegram says, Bali Mardhan is coming, who is the GBC. And the fourth telegram says, arriving. That's all. So no one knows exactly what's happening. So some one or two devotees, they go to the airport, trying to receive GBC, Bali Mardhan. And suddenly they see that Prabhupada is arriving. So they were completely unprepared. They didn't know that Prabhupada is coming. So, no garlands, nothing. And they are new devotees. There are hardly 10, 15 devotees out of them. Two or three were at the airport. So Prabhupada, Prabhupada doesn't know that there is a miscommunication. He is dependent on the secretary. So Prabhupada arrives and he quietly drives to the temple. In the temple he sees a small 3-inch deity of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Not a single flower on the altar. There is some kind of a rug on the floor which is very dirty. And something like a Vyasasana was there. So Prabhupada is extremely grave. And the assistant secretary, they are very, very afraid. What will happen now? What will Prabhupada say? And the Prabhupada said, I will take prasad. I am hungry. So they don't know how to cook for Prabhupada. And somehow, They are trying to cook and all the smoke is coming into the temple. So Prabhupada is upset about that also. So everything is going wrong. And whatever 10-15 devotees are there, out of that 3 or 4 were initiated by mail. So far, Prabhupada has never come there. So it's all a chaotic situation. And when the smoke comes, after that prasad comes. And prasad is all, chapatis are burnt. And Prabhupada looks at them, kacha sabji. So Prabhupada just says, if you don't know how to cook, call me. I will train you. So Prabhupada doesn't eat. He straight away enters the kitchen. And the devotee Mataji was sort of cooking. He says, Prabhupada, we only have this electric stove. So the chapatis, you know, they remain like that. They don't puff up like any other place. And Prabhupada shows her how to make chapatis and kachoris. And when Prabhupada makes the chapatis, they perfectly flop up. You know, they are perfect chapatis. Even on the electric stove. So they are amazed. Oh, this is how it is to be done. So Prabhupada says, okay. And Prabhupada eats that. Whatever he cooked also he eats. They try to make it again. Again the same problem. They can't cook the way Prabhupada cooked. So they understand. If Prabhupada is somebody divine, we can't imitate him. But they are very sincere. The only thing, Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Krishna Balaram Ji Ki Jai. So the only thing they knew and they do well was Harinam Sankirtan. So every day they would go out on Harinam Sankirtan very sincerely, and that's how those 15 people were there. And Prabhupada had carried the deities from here, from Bombay. The Radha Krishna deities which were on the Pandal, Cross Maidan Pandal. He carries them to Malaysia, from Malaysia to Australia. And his plan is installing the deities. Now actually, from Krishna's angle, the place is not ready for him. But Prabhupada decides the place will be ready. So he tells, we will have deity installation. Small storefront again. And then, if the deities are installed, we need brahmanas. So all those 15 are initiated. And one of the Mataji, in the memories she says that one of the devotees had just joined 1 week back. He was not even chanting 16 rounds. He promised on that day to chant 16 rounds. So like that, he initiated all of them and some of them got double initiated. On the same day. Aji Harinam, Aji Brahman. And next day again, this is 1 or 2 days, Prabhupada was there for 1 week. Prabhupada again sees the deities are there. There is only one flower vase with some flowers. Where are the garlands? There are no garlands. So he shouts, where are the garlands? So people, garlands. They start making. So there are no training. And then on the last day, Prabhupada simply talks to Radha Krishna. They are named as Radha Gopinath. First of it is. So he tells Radha Gopinath, O Krishna, Srimati Radharani, I have brought you somehow here. Now, and these people are sincere but untrained. They don't know how to worship you. And I cannot take your responsibility anymore. Prabhupada is telling the deity. I cannot take your responsibility anymore. You manage yourself by giving intelligence to these people. So you can see that, and from there Australian yatra begins. The Australian congregation, Australian temples, the next temple, all that is begun from there. So we can see that no one was ready to receive Krishna there. But when Prabhupada wants, the Guru wants, he says, okay, you have to come. You have to manage these people, give them the required intelligence and manage yourself. So this is only Krishna can do, Guru can do. So Balaram did that he superseded Krishna's advice of attacking. It is 10:05. अपने कितना time है अभी और कुछ 5-10 minute? 10 minutes? छुट्टी है क्या नहीं है? So then, the second lesson, that the same cooling personality, Koti Chandra Sushitala, very soothing personality of Balaram, Nityananda Ram, how he can, you know, when he is taken lightly, or the Guru Tattva is taken lightly, how he reacts. Because he is not worried about himself. Usko farak nahi padta. Guru doesn't make it doesn't make any difference. He is a very simple person. But when it comes to the parampara system, representing the parampara, representing Balaram, representing Krishna, then heavy chastisement can come. Heavy chastisement. This is part of the Guru Tattva. Many times we all feel, particularly in today's scenario, people feel Guru means what? Mere sare problems solve karne ke. I need a lot of emotional support from him. So a lot of emotional, ha ha, baba, baba, achha hai, chalo, achha. You are very great. Chant Hare Krishna. You do some wonderful things. So we keep on expecting some kind of goody-goody words and appreciative words and merciful glances. This is the only expectation. Few years back, I remember Jayadvait Maharaj was reading a disciple's letter to his guru. I was in London, in Radha Londonishwaram, and he read it there. So he said, this is how nowadays disciples think of the gurus. So the disciple writes, O Gurudev, you are supposed to be representative of Krishna and not supposed to make any mistakes. But the first mistake you made is that you became my guru. Like that it went on. And he's expressing all his expectations and how you are not fulfilling. So I am, like people expect financial, emotional, all types of protection from the Guru. That's not Guru meant for. Guru is not meant for this. He may do it out of his kindness. But Guru is actually for discipline. Guru's main function is, a disciple means one who is disciplined. And that we must accept, that we are here for being disciplined. So chastisement is a part of being with Guru. Prabhupada was chastised. Prabhupada went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And the first meeting itself, he got chastisement. When he said, you young people who know English, preach the message of Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada started challenging, who will listen to your message? We are a dependent country. Unless we are independent, how can people give respect to what we speak? And he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, chastised him. He said, it cannot wait for any political change. It's an urgent thing. You must do it. And immediately, Prabhupada accepted. Abhay Charan accepted his defeat. He didn't argue any further. Another time, he was sitting in the class, and some devotee asked him something, and Abhay Charan wanted to respond. And Prabhupada immediately chastised him. Babu, if you think you know better, come and speak here. Immediately he was quiet. So, sometimes these things may appear very insulting, but they are very essential. In fact, fortunate are those people who get chastised. And of course, I am always very afraid. Even Maharaj looks at the mic in a particular way, you feel a little afraid. He looks at the mic. So, chastisement dur hai. So, hamare jaiso ke liye, for us, is always very kind, appreciated. But there are many fortunate people who get chastised. Not easy. And he can actually, if you are fortunate and you take the chastisement in the right spirit, like the Kurus did, then you are saved. But if you are arrogant, you remain arrogant, you can destroy your life. Example, Nityananda Prabhu went to, in Bengal he was touring around with his devotees and went to one place. The place was belonged to one person called Ramchandra Khan. And Nityananda Prabhu, all his disciples and everyone, he sat on the in the Durga Mandap, and nice kirtan is going on, discussion is going on. Ramchandra Khan sends a message with his servant. Oh Gosai, probably this is not a good place for you. It is better that you go to some Goshala. It's a huge place. This is not fit for you. And Nityananda Prabhu immediately understood. This is an arrogant rascal. So he laughed very loudly and he said, yes, Ramchandra Khan is right. This is not a fit place for me. It is fit for cow-eating natures. And I'll immediately depart from this. So he departed and he did not even remain in the village. Next day, the Mohammedans, they came, they killed a cow there, they destroyed the caste of Ramchandra Khan, they destroyed the whole village, they plundered the village for 3 days. So this is how he can chastise in a different way also, if you are not in a right spirit. Srila Prabhupada was also once requested by a disciple, hey, Prabhupada, I want to take Diksha from this another guru. I am attracted to him. And Prabhupada said, you have all my blessings to go to hell. Very clear. But when you take it in the right spirit, then even if the guru is upset because of our activities, you can still make progress. Srila Prabhupada once got a very unusual mail, a long mail, in which there is a small letter and a big danda. So that danda was a sannyas danda of one of his disciples. And the disciple had written that, Prabhupada, please excuse me, I cannot maintain sannyas anymore. So I am returning this danda to you. So Prabhupada naturally had previously said that, you know, a sannyasi who gives up sannyas is called vantasi and his life is most condemned, etc., etc. But here again, Prabhupada, he saw what is good in this whole thing. And Prabhupada commented, at least he's sincere, that he has sincerely sent it back. And in that way, that disciple later on came back and did a lot of service for Prabhupada. So this is how chastisement helps a disciple. And that is what happened after Balaram chastised the Kauravas, because the Bhishma was a great Mahajan devotee, Arjuna was there. So they took it in the right spirit. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says, actually, they wanted to see actually the opulence of Balaram. How, what he can do. That is why they challenged. This is another internal reason for it. That's why they challenged Balaram in those very abusive words. And Balaram definitely showed this. So, the chastisement is a part of our discipline, and one should not be all the time looking for some kind of mercies and good words from the Guru. But expect that Guru can be very heavy sometimes, and we should be grateful for that. So here the Kauravas became grateful, and because of that, everything was ultimately very nicely done. Let me check whether I have left anything. Yeah, there is one more Prabhupada's pastime, nice pastime. But how he is the kindest person. The Balaram is the kindest person through the Guru Parampara. That Prabhupada's one of, again, Prabhupada would preach very clearly that in Krishna consciousness there is no question of any divorce. It is very clear. But then one devotee again and again approached Prabhupada that we just can't get along and we want to divorce. Now, of course, nowadays, even within Krishna consciousness, divorces have become common. But that time it was like one of the first ones. So Prabhupada, ultimately, out of his kindness, even though it is against the scriptures, he said, okay, go ahead. And then he explained that if I tell him no, and still he does it, that will be great aparadh from his side. So guru aparadh from his side is not good for his spiritual life. Therefore, I have taken the risk of telling something which is against the scriptures. So, this is the beauty and the mercy of these Balaram's Guru Tattva, that they are kinder or more merciful than even Krishna. And Prabhupada, one of the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, explains that in devotion, actually for us, what is more important than mercy of Krishna is the mercy of devotees, particularly the pure devotees. He is talking in the purport of where Arjuna is describing that Krishna, how he helped him to burn the forest of Khandavan. And in that Khandavan, because Maidanav took shelter of Arjuna, Krishna ordered Maidanav to create Maya Sabha in Indraprastha. So all that opulence came because Krishna was there. So there Prabhupada is saying that Maidanav was supposed to be killed by Sudarshan. Sudarshan was moving around to kill him. But still, as soon as he took shelter of Arjun, Sudarshan stopped. So that is the mercy of devotee. So Prabhupada talks there that a devotee is more merciful than Krishna himself. So Balaram, this mercy is actually the Balaram's department, the most merciful Lord Balaram. And today is his appearance, and we are all definitely looking for that hope against the hope. We are all, like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, we are a miserable species. We are miserable species. We know that material world is like this, and we don't want to be in the material world. But we have not given up the attachment and the allurement, or whatever the, you can say, moha for this material activity. And we are trying to come out of it, but there is nothing to hang on to. On the spiritual side, we just have the knowledge, dry knowledge. We are not experienced as yet the spiritual attachment. So on one side you are like, it is cut off, the rope is cut off from here, and on that side you are not just still caught the rope. So in between you are hanging. It's a very miserable place. So in that miserable state, the only hope is Balaram. That when we take shelter of him, through the shelter of Guru and Vaishnavas, then yes, definitely at some point of time, we completely get shelter of Krishna, which is our goal, Krishna Prem. So that is what we can pray today to Lord Balaram, that through his mercy, we can one day achieve the Krishna Prema, which we every morning sing, that the goal of our life is Krishna Prem. For that we need to chant attentively. We do not have the strength to chant attentively. We do not have the strength to follow the four regular principles. We do not have the strength to overcome the obstacles of prajalpa, niyamagraha, atyahara, prayasa. We do not have that bala. Let Lord Balaram give us that support. And through that support, one day, we will be able to chant attentively. We will be able to serve Krishna in a pure state of consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Balaramji ki jai. Thank you very much for attentively hearing. And please excuse me if I have said anything wrong. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare